You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
We came to heal, didn't we? And it's a journey, and it's a journey that sometimes we get caught up in what's going on in the world. And I invite you all to allow your soul to see into your space, into your innate knowing, to connect back to yourself. I was asked the other day, and what does Soul Seed mean? And the Soul Seed Divine Guidance is allowing you to allow your soul to see, your soul to teach you, your soul to highlight your inner wisdom, your inner knowing, your intuition. And to me, I allow my soul to see every single day, to feel, to know, and to honor myself. And guess what? When I don't, things just do not work as they are meant to. I find myself facing hurdles and unexpected hurdles. And it's like, oh God, I didn't see this coming. And it's because I've actually allowed my energy to leak out, my energy to come in contact with the outside world, the outside energy that is surrounding me. Yes, I live in this world, and yes, I'm a human as you're a human. We are physical beings here, but it's time, and I invite everybody, please, to rein in your energy. Don't let it be part of somebody else's. You are unique to yourself, and it's a gift that only you have. Your innate gifts are yours. You are unique to yourself, and this is how we come to heal. As we strip back, we let go of the limiting beliefs, not listening to the naysayers, not overthinking, people pleasing, not having that inner conflict, the fear, the anger, the sadness, the guilt. It all just comes in on us. And I invite you, please, just to think about what I have said today. Look at where is your energy going? Are you bringing it back in? Are you constantly inviting yourself back in? The more you take hold of your energy, the more that you heal, the more that you are in flow, in sync, congruent with who you came here to be. And there's my little bit of words of wisdom for today that I've discovered over the years. And it's been a lifelong journey of learning. And it's like when you're riding a bike, yes, you fall off. Even when you're experienced, we still come a buster, but we get back on. And that's same with keeping our faith, honoring our intuition, keeping in touch and allowing our soul to see. Have a great day, guys, and you know where I am if you ever need me. Just go to LisaThurgateMarks.com. Hello, Emily. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay, and you're from Flint.
I am.
Lovely. Is Flint a little town or a village?
Semi-big.
Yeah. And what brought you here today, Emily? What would you like to know?
I've been following you guys for a while. What brought me here? I'm not sure.
You'd just like some guidance?
That would be nice. Anything that pops in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Because sometimes it's not actually it's what we want to know. It's what inspiration do we need, isn't it? And so and when I'm feeling into your energy, I'm actually inviting you to slow down. And spirit's coming through to me and it's like, do you feel like you've had to forcibly slow down of late? Because the energy I'm getting here and it's coming in around my chest is a real time for you to honor yourself. And in that is in slowing down. Things have been happening quite rapidly for you. And it's like sometimes I just keep getting the carpets pulled out from under my feet. But stand up and stand up for yourself at this point in time, Emily. There's going to be, I just keep getting here, I keep getting two choices, but ask what the two choices are around. And I feel it's like, where are you sitting within your life? And this is time for you to recap and think, oh no, I'm not going backwards. It's time to come forward. It's about you nurturing you, healing you. You know, anyone around your mother? Sorry?
I was just saying I understood all of that.
You did? Good, good. Anyone around your mother with the name of Frank or Francis or Francine or anything?
Not my mother.
But around your mother. I keep getting around your mother, actually. Yeah.
Son's father who passed.
Who is that, sorry?
The only Frank I knew was my son's father who passed a couple years ago.
Your friend's father. Okay, because I would say it's then your friend's father coming through. There's something to do, I'd say, then around. Is your mum still here?
No, she's not.
No, and your friend's lost her father. So I'd feel that that is a common denominator because it's something around your mum and someone like Frank or Francis. So it's Frank. So when we're looking to this and we're talking about healing, do you guys talk about the loss of your parents? Is it something you
I
talk
do.
About? Because you do, yeah,
yes,
because Frank's coming
awesome.
Frank's coming in here and acknowledging, and he's acknowledging, and sometimes spirit will come in just to say, hey, and they'll piggyback off another spirit. They'll come in to say hi, and so that, obviously, your friend's not going to forget her dad, but it's just to let her and everybody else know that, hey, don't forget me. I'm still here, as is your mum. So it's something that the two of you do have in common. Your mum's waving a red flag of truce. I thought a red flag was white. Anyway, her words were, she's waving a red flag of truce. Does that make sense to you?
It does. We didn't always see eye to eye.
Definitely
does. And we kind of mended fences.
She's got a big grin, hasn't she, your mum? But she's very stern.
Oh, yeah.
But she's got a big grin when she wants to. I think she's got that. She's very stern. So maybe she didn't actually like you to think of her as soft as what she could be. But when she's waving this red flag of truce, she's, oh, okay. I get the word. It's like it's melting her heart. So she wants this truce, okay? Son. What's any correlation with your son around this truce or her son? I got the word son.
I have several sons. I have six kids. She only has me and my brother. Could be around
okay.
My brother.
Was it Was there any conflict with her and her son before she passed, or with you and her son? Because she's waving this truce flag, but it could be quite stern. Was she a lady who showed her love?
She was she's definitely a more of an authority parent.
I like that word because she used dominant. So authority. Mm-hmm. So now she's coming through. So maybe to your brother, her son, she's just waving a truce because you do have a mind of your own. She's not actually ruling from the grave. She's actually coming through with support for you at the moment. And she's actually telling me to tell you to stand up for yourself now. It's not about the team. It's about you. So you're obviously a real team player. And that's wonderful. But sometimes we get to a stage where we have to look at ourselves and go, you know what? I'm going to put myself forward. And your mother has had to do that a lot because she was actually a really hard worker. And there wasn't a lot of time in her life for banter. Okay. But you can make time for yourself now. I love that for you. Is there anything you'd like to say to your mum?
I'm glad to hear from her because I haven't so far.
She has so much. It's a love, but it's she's so much of a comfort, isn't she? Even though she was stern, she was such a protector. Love that for you. Yeah. Hey, can I ask? She's showing me carpet. What's to do with the carpet?
It might be because when she passed, I took all of her carpets from her house because I thought they were pretty. Maybe that's it.
Oh. And that's lovely that it's something that you'd only know, and she's acknowledging that.
I'm actually sitting on one right now.
Pardon?
I'm sitting down one of the carpets right now.
Oh, are you? Lovely. Pity it wasn't a magic carpet. Up you go, eh? Hey, say hi for a bit. Is there any, like, J names, like a Julie?
There's James.
She's just giving me a J name to acknowledge. Lovely.
The only whose days I can think of are my two sons, James and Junior, so I'm not sure.
Your two sons are J names?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that would be who she's talking about when she's saying J names to acknowledge, because obviously I don't know you. And she's giving the J names, and they would be your sons, especially if your two sons' names start with a J. I'm not saying she had favourites, but what I am saying is she is acknowledging those two. So that's lovely. And, you know, they acknowledge everybody always. And what they give is very special, isn't it? She sends you lots of love. She keeps saying she's trying to get you to heal you, okay?
And
you're a beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. She's saying you're an absolutely beautiful daughter, and she's proud to call you her daughter. Oh. She's smiling and she's cuddling and sending so much love into your field. Always hand on your heart and bringing her beautiful energy into you, because she's always here, always sending love. And remember, we are connected because we are one love. And she's part of your collective, your spiritual field, always sending you so much love, Emily.